Sonic1029.com podcast.
The Garner Andrews Show podcast for NorQuest. NorQuest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca.
Good morning, my many friends. I'm Garner Andrews Show studio usher, Teddy Peterson. It's going to feel like summer again today. I suggest you treat yourself and your loved ones to a barbecue featuring new Garner Andrews Show vegetarian hot dogs. I can't believe it's not utter vegetarian hot dogs. No lips, no hole, no udder.
I can't believe it's not utter.
That's delicious. Now silence, silence, I say. For can't you see we're trying to do a show here? Here comes another steaming tent load of Garner Andrews Show on the Sonic.
It's the Sonic Podcast.
Hey, Garner, I have a hidden lust for you.
Forbidden lust.
I don't know what her name is, but it's a girl from the Progressive Insurance commercials, that redhead.
Yeah, you're not alone, my friend. You are not alone.
And it comes out of left field.
There are many, many, actually, and I've said this before, she is the new number one on the Forbidden Lust leaderboard. Every single guy has it bad. You know what her name is? Her name is Flo from Progressive Insurance. I don't know what her real name is, but she's heavily done up, lots of makeup.
She's got like innocence to her.
Yeah, we're talking about the same girl, Flo, from Progressive Insurance. It's a white, stark background, and she's selling boxes of insurance.
Out of, like, an insurance library, it looks like.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That girl.
She's
got, like, an innocence flair, I find, to her. Like, she's all innocent when she approaches everybody, and a bam, she slaps a deal on them.
Yeah, I guess it's exactly what Flo from Progressive is doing. Yeah, she, what's your first name?
This is Caveman.
Caveman, get in line behind about 9,000 other Sonic boys who all have it bad for Flo from Progressive.
Oh, I will fight my way to the bottom of that line.
It's a Sonic podcast.
I just wanted to say, speaking as a fellow strawberry kiwi enthusiast, we got to own that, man.
Well, it's kind of weird because I was just reading that Esso sponsorship, and they've got the strawberry kiwi on sale right now. And I bought one the other night when I went into Esso. And I'm driving around drinking it, thinking to myself, does this look manly? And probably not, but it's a delicious drink. And you know what else is another good drink, too, that I have to hide from the world? Is ever had yourself a pink grapefruit vodka cooler?
Actually, yes, I have. A friend of mine left mine at left some of the house after a barbecue a couple weeks back, and I tried one.
And the verdict?
It was pretty good.
Pretty awesome, but
I mean, I had it while I was mowing the lawn, and nobody could see me do it, but
well, yeah, and then you immediately went inside and watched a bunch of football that you had on your PVR. But it's, I love a pink grapefruit vodka cooler. There's a clip to take out of context right there. I don't drink it all the time, but I was talking about that last summer. Is there's got to be a way to drink that drink and make it look manly. Like maybe pour it into a live cobra and drink it out of a cobra.
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, my friends and I in high school used to have, you know, you drink hard drinks so often, they just get sick of it, so we buy those, you know, liter bottles of coolers like the Typhoons and just put them in paper bags and everybody just assumed we were drinking hard drinks still.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see many people. Maybe it's just the circle I swing in now. You never, ever see anybody show up at a party with a 2-liter bottle of California Cooler anymore, or whatever it was.
No, I haven't seen that in a while either.
Yeah. Or though, is it, does Big Bear, the log, Big Bear malt liquor, does that come in a 2-liter bottle or a 1-liter?
I think it's a 1-liter glass bottle.
Yeah, I'm going to start buying those.
Those are good.
I wonder what that tastes like. Do you think it's any good?
Actually, there's a game you can play with that. It's called, it's either Big Bear or Colt 45. You call it Colt 45 hands, and you tape a liter into each hand, and you can't do anything with those hands until you've drank both of them, and you can untape yourself.
Smart.
The Garner Andrews Show to go.
Hi, I was wondering if I could talk to Garner about a forbidden lust.
Yes, you can. This is Garner.
This is Garner?
Yeah.
Wow, you sound way different on the phone.
Well, I think there's something wrong with my microphone today, too. Yeah, it keeps doing this, and then it does that, and then it sounds all distorted.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, what's your first name?
Christy.
Christy, I like it when the girls call Forbidden Lust.
I don't think I've ever heard a girl do one.
Well, every now and again you hear from them, but they're always so, they're like, my Forbidden Lust is Jake from The Bachelor. And then
mine's good.
What?
Mine's good.
What, is it?
I think it's good.
Is Jake one of the guys from The Bachelor?
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
Okay. Who's yours?
Mine is Mike Rowe.
Well, yeah, I guess I sort of see that. He's the guy we've been talking about on this show. He's a manly man, but yet there's a certain sensitivity to him. You, as a guy looking for a role model, look to be Mike Rowe. The guy who hosts Dirty Jobs. He's in all those Ford commercials right now.
Yeah.
He's a good role model for guys, I think.
He is, but he's a little bit older, and he's let himself go a little bit, and he's kind of wrinkly, so...
But now, you know what? He always wears that hat, and every time you see a guy wearing a hat, it's like, what are you hiding? And as a bald guy, as a guy who lost his hair, I can talk about that. I sort of... No guy wants to lose his hair. Don't get me wrong. No guy wants to, but I think you can kind of let it go gracefully, too. And people will respect you more for not trying to hide it than they will if you try and hide it.
Yeah, with the comb over.
Well, whether it's a comb over or it's always wearing a hat. And I look at Mike Rowe and even in a Ford commercial, he's walking through the dealership talking to nicely dressed salespeople and he's wearing a hat, a ball cap.
Yeah, I have a story for you about that, actually.
Okay.
I had a scuba dive instructor in Honduras who was going bald and he was so embarrassed by it that he wore his hat scuba diving. I'm not joking.
No,
I'm serious.
This would be a good topic. This would be a good topic for the show. Guys that just couldn't let it go.
And he had like the long, long hair coming out the back of the hat too.
Oh, what kind of hat?
Just a baseball cap.
And he wore it underwater.
He wore it every single time. Never
that would
off.
Be funny. That would be fun. I would die if I saw that. And again, I'm not making fun of bald guys. I am one of those guys. And I wish to God I had never lost my hair. I am embarrassed and I am self-conscious of it, but I wouldn't wear a hat scuba diving.
No, that's just a little bit too far.
A carpet sample, though, from Carpet Warehouse with a chin strap on it, maybe, but not a hat. Hey, Christy.
Yeah.
Mike Rowe, we'll put him on the list here, okay?
Perfect, thank you.
Have a good day.
It's Gas to Go from Sonic 1029.
Hey, Garner. It's been a long time since I talked to you. I'm sorry.
Who is this?
I weighed in back when you were talking about well-endowed women and implants and stuff.
But what was my stand? Well, no, I was talking about how hopefully by the time you're like 27 or 28 years old as a guy, you've grown out of the yay fake boobs phase of your life, right? Because they're like hood scoops or flame decals on a car. Not
exactly.
Yeah, okay. They don't make the car go faster or run better.
No.
Okay.
It might shake up his personality a little bit.
Yeah.
But it actually lends itself all to the conversation about manly men and women who like men that can fix things and whatnot.
Yeah.
Because that girlfriend, like, I'm in the medical profession, and I spend my time talking to people for money. But I grew up in a tradesman house, and I built her a garage in our backyard. And 2 days after I finished it, she dumped me.
No!
Yeah. But I'm also a lumberjack, and my current girlfriend, we started dating, and she didn't really know that side of me.
Lumberjack doctor!
Yeah, we went out camping, and we were getting beat down with rain, and I cut some trees down and started a huge fire, and she told me she loved me, and that was like the first time like we hadn't been dating long at all. So I mean that
I think guys days, I think guys need to get back in touch with being a guy, and I don't mean burping and farting and objectifying women. I just mean, don't take pride in the fact you don't know how to change the oil in your car. Or you don't take pride in the fact that you don't own a screwdriver.
It's baby steps. I mean, like, I think everyone needs to start wearing plaid one day a week.
Yeah.
It's small things like that.
Yeah, I do think that women want a guy that can get things done. And exactly. That doesn't necessarily mean you've got the skills to move the garage to the other side of the house on a Sunday afternoon. I don't mean that, but you should be able to hang a picture, maybe take a door off its hinges and put a new door up, change an electrical outlet. You need to know the basics. And if you don't, stop bragging about it. It's making us all look bad.
Yeah.
There's that guy in every circle. He's just peripheral to your circle, though, but he shows up for wings and beers, and it's always like, I don't even own a drill. I wouldn't know which end of the hammer to use. Quit that. That does not make you cool. And like I said, you don't need to know how to do a frame-off restoration of a car in your garage. But at least maybe know where the dipstick is and how to check that oil, and stop bragging about the stuff you don't know.
Like what you're hearing here? Check out the Lane Mitchell Podcast, Sonic's Afternoon Guy. Download it for free at sonic1029.com.
Hi, I have a forbidden lust from when I was a kid.
Oh, okay. The dirtiest kind of forbidden lust.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I don't know why I thought this woman was what I thought she was, but Delta Burke.
What?
From Designing Women.
Really?
When I was a kid, she was like, yeah.
Delta Burke. Whatever happened to Delta Burke?
No clue. And today, I don't even understand why I had that kind of a forbidden lust, but...
No, but, you know, I'm not going to sit here and judge... Oh, wait, maybe I will, but that's what forbidden lust is all about, though. It's not funny, it's not interesting if you go, my forbidden lust? Pamela Anderson.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of trashy, but the best forbidden lusts are the ones that you wouldn't confess to your friends, and you wouldn't confess to the annoying disc jockey for fear of being judged like you're being judged right now.
I don't care if I'm being judged.
Yeah, okay, well, good, right on. Delta Burke, she is not on the list yet, but I'm just putting her on.
Well, that was, you know, 15, no, no, that was like 20 years
no,
ago.
No, you still love her, just admit it.
No, not anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hey, what's your first name?
Jeff,
beat it. Thanks for being on the show, though. Forbidden. I thought of another one today, too. I don't think she's forbidden, though. Andy McDowell. Do you know who she is? She's in the, is it Revlon? I don't know. Like, she's the face of CoverGirl or something like that. She has also just signed on to play the mom to the Dennis Quaid dad in the remake of Footloose. Was anybody pining for a remake of Footloose? Is that really necessary? But Andy McDowell, she will play the mom on there, the super uptight about rock music and dancing mom. While Dennis Quaid will play the dad. Speaking of Footloose, do you remember Laurie Singer? She was an actress, and she was in Footloose, right? Laurie Singer? God, I had a crush on her. Whatever happened to her? Would she be a forbidden lust?
Sonic1029.com podcast. The Garner Andrews Show podcast for Norquest. Norquest is Edmonton's community college. Check them out at www.norquest.ca. The Garner Andrews Show. To go.